Israeli and German Air Force jets flew side by side over the former Dachau concentration camp last week as a tribute to the Jews and other victims who were murdered there during the Holocaust in World War II. Hear the rest of this touching story after a short message from our sponsors.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing. And also maybe a little incentive to buy there, but really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
The flyby was one of several exercises marking the first time Israeli jets have ever entered German airspace. The historic moment was captured on camera and tweeted by Luftwaffe Commander Lieutenant General Ingo Gerhards. The tweet read, "On behalf of the German Air Force, it is an honor for me to welcome the Israeli Air Force entering German airspace for the first time in history." Two Israeli F-16s and two German Eurofighters escorted an Israeli Air Force Gulfstream G-550, carrying the commanders of both air forces over the camp. The commander of the Israeli Air Force, Major General Amakim Norkin, said the flyby over Dachau symbolized promise for the future. Norkin said, "While remembering the darkness of the past, we carry on our wings a shared commitment to the future forever and ever. Flying together above the valley of darkness, making room for only light ahead, as we vow, never again." Dachau was the first Nazi concentration camp established in Germany on March 10, 1933, and was the longest operating camp. According to Britannica, there were approximately 32,000 recorded deaths in this camp alone. The Israeli jets that participated in the flyby are part of a group of six F-16s, two Gulfstreams, and two Boeing 707 tanker jets that arrived in Germany on August 17, 2020, for 2 weeks of exercises. A total of 180 Israeli personnel were involved. For more stories like this one, visit charismanews.com, listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.